interesting. They both come out of two.
Okay, we're on Kufyur Amid Beis. We said we're going to give a little hafdamah to some of the inyanim that we're going to learn in the next few days. The Mishnah says that either a husband or a wife can force the other to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Pashtus, because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even though from the Gemara that says that an Eved, right, Mashma, the reason we do it is because of the mitzvahs, the extra mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, not necessarily the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's a Tosfos here, Hu Omer Lalos. Tosfos says, Eino Noi Bizman Hazeh. This mitzvah, this halacha that you can force husband or wife or whatever doesn't apply today. And because it's dangerous to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, it's dangerous to go, it used to go by boat, and there were pirates and the weather situations, and therefore sakana, simple idea, it's an honest, you can't force somebody to put their lives in danger. Now the Tosfos goes on, V'hoya Omer Rabbeinu Chaim, the Achshav ain't no mitzvah lo der Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman hazeh, ki yesh kama mitzvahs hakluyos ba'aretz, v'kama onshim, de ain't onu yochal lizor behem. There's a lot of mitzvahs, mitzvahs hakluyos ba'aretz, that are impossible to keep properly, and many punishments. Some learned punishments over here is not on the mitzvahs hakluyos ba'aretz, but stam mitzvahs. A person who lives in Eretz Yisrael gets punished worse for doing averus than one who does them in Chutz Laaretz. So there's a lot of averus also that we do that can't control. The lamod aleihem, and therefore there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Maharit says that this Tosfos is a Talmud Toeh, that the last part of Tosfos is not from Reb Chaim Cohen, but is an addition to the Tosfos by some mistaken Talmud. Doesn't make any sense. He says, Lamaisa, why can't you? There's mitzvahs hakluyos ba'aretz, so do them. Learn how to do them and do them. And therefore, that can't be a reason. There's a mitzvah that because it's hard to do, so therefore there's no mitzvah anymore. So he says there's no such thing. And the ikkar reason is because sakana is drachim. If there is no sakana, then the mitzvah applies just as much. But from the second part, it tells us much, there is no mitzvah. There are Rishonim who say like that either it's only a mitzvah to Rabbanan Bizman Hazeh, or it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, it's not a mitzvah you have to do, it's a mitzvah to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and it's a mitzvah only that if you do it, so you get a mitzvah. And some explain, why isn't there a mitzvah? Because just like a person doesn't have to spend more than a fifth of his estate on any mitzvah, so same thing, moving yourself from where you're settled to somewhere else is worse than spending a fifth of your estate on something. You're not mechuyev to do that, right? So according to this opinion, there still would be a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael if you were born there, if you don't have to go there. Shaila is only going there, but if you live there, then you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, and the second part of the Mishnah would apply. Nobody can force to stay in Eretz Yisrael, not to leave. According to the Pshat in the second part of Tosfos, the mitzvah doesn't apply bechlal today. So even somebody who's born there would be allowed to leave. And there are shitas that hold like that too. There are shitas that hold that it's only a mitzvah the rabbanon bizman hazeh. See one second what the svaras are. Why it's only the rabbanon? And therefore, what's it called? Since it's only the rabbanon, where it's difficult to do and the hard to keep the mitzvahs hakluyos ba'aretz properly, the Rabbanan warrant goes there to be mekayim a mitzvah which may lead you to worse averes or whatever, or bittul of other mitzvahs. That's Reb Chaim Cohen. That's this Tosfos. So again, some hold that bechlal atos, some hold that it's true, some hold that there's bechlal no mitzvahs, only a mitzvah the Rabbanan, and therefore it would apply even to people who are born in Eretz Yisrael. Some hold that it's a mitzvah, but it's sakonis drochim, or it's too much money to have to pay, so there's no chiyuv to mekayim. The Ramban says that there's a mitzvah bisman hazeh, and he learns it from a pasuk. the Rishtim Osov Yeshavtimba. And he learns that that's a tzivoy, that you have to conquer Eretz Israel and live there. Two separate mitzvahs. One is that portions of Eretz Israel that are under non-Jewish control, is a mitzvah to conquer them and to put them under Jewish control. And there's also a mitzvah of settling in Eretz Israel, even those areas that are under Jewish control, is a mitzvah to live there, to settle there. And that mitzvah, the Ramban says, Beferish is even Bizman Hazeh. They ask on that Ramban, we're going to learn that when we went into Galus, there were three oaths that we took. What exactly that means when we get there, we'll learn. But whatever it is, we swore, the Rabban Shem made us swear. One of them was, we would never go back to Eretz Israel, lo yalu b'choma. Yalu b'choma means you wouldn't go back en masse and reconquer Eretz Israel until Mashiach came. So they ask, how could there be a mitzvah to conquer Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh when it's also lo yalu b'chom? So many say that enochanami, that part of the mitzvah doesn't apply today because of these shalosh shvuos. But the mitzvah of living there, if it's already conquered or you're given permission to live there, then it's okay. Right? We'll see that when we get to these shalosh shvuos, there's those that hold even if you're given permission. It doesn't help. All of Klal Yisrael can't come back en masse. There's some that learn that those shalosh shvuos don't apply. So since the goyim were made for their part of the bargain, we don't have to keep our part. Many rishonim achronim hold that's not true, that the shvuos still apply. What exactly it means, lo yalu b'choma, we'll discuss when we get to that thing. But there is such a shvua that you're not allowed to, what's it called, conquer Eretz Israel. There's another halacha we're going to learn. A pasuk, bavela yavo v'shama yiyu. That kol ha'olam ibavel Eretz Yisrael is over Be'asi. You're not allowed to leave Bavel. And that shaila is why Bavel Dafka. Some say because that was only in Golus Bayis Rishon. And we'll see, because that pasuk is by Bayis Rishon, right? Golus Bayis Rishon, not Golus Bayis Sheni. Golus Bayis, we didn't go to Bavel. So some say it means any place that becomes a center of Torah in the world, you can't leave there even to go to Eretz Yisrael. But that L'chorah wouldn't apply if Eretz Yisrael was a center of Torah too. Right? So in the time of Bavel, Eretz Yisrael was desolate and Bavel was a center of Torah, so you couldn't leave. But it would apply to any place that's a center of Torah when Eretz Yisrael isn't a center of Torah. Bizman Hazeh could be, it doesn't apply. Not to leaving Bavel. We'll see when we get there, some machlokas, who we paskum like or whatever, but that's another consideration. Right. The Navi said you can't leave Bavel. If there'll be a mitzvah to go to Eretz Israel, how could the Navi come in Mavatla mitzvah? So the Ramban holds the Maisa, could be that there's no mitzvah to conquer Eretz Israel b'zman hazeh, or there's no mitzvah to conquer it en masse. But there are some Rishonim who learn that that halacha of lo yalu b'chom only applies if Klal Yisrael come as an organized army, as a tzibur. But an individual wants to buy land from a goy, or even take that land from a goy individually, personally, right, could have a mitzvah, an individual mitzvah could apply, and there's a mitzvah to settle in Eretz Israel. That's the Ramban. They say that Reb Chaim Kohn either could hold that since there's no mitzvah to conquer Eretz Israel, so the mitzvah of dwelling there also doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. It's another explanation. Or that that pasuk, the Rashi learns, is not a tzivui, but it's a haftacha, it's a promise. V'yirishtem osov v'yishavtem bo. It's not a command, it's a promise. So there is no command to conquer Eretz Israel and to live there. Okay, from that pasuk at least. There's a mitzvah to destroy the Shiva So'amim, they don't exist anymore. So that halacha of settling Eretz Israel and living there, there is no such halacha, they hold. What is the halacha? Is it need to live in Eretz Israel? Because there's a lot of extra mitzvahs. So that's what Reb Chaim Kohn says, since Bizman Hazeh, it's hard to keep those mitzvahs. So the whole reason to go to Eretz Yisrael is because these extra mitzvahs, and it's hard to keep them. So then that doesn't apply. But if there's a separate mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, aside from the mitzvahs, then it doesn't depend on being able to keep the mitzvahs or not. Just because it's hard to keep mitzvahs isn't levatel a mitzvah. In the Rambam, there's big machlokas what the Rambam holds. On the one hand, the Rambam does paskin all these halachas that you can force people to go to Eretz Yisrael and not to leave Eretz Israel. And he doesn't say it only applies in the time of the Beis HaMikdash or whatever. Secondly, the Rambam brings down all the Gemaras we're going to speak about, the milas of Eretz Yisrael. Some hold all those milas only in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, only when they don't apply today. Most Rishonim learn not like that. And the Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chazon Ish held like that, that the Halachas and the Be'er Heitev in the Shulchan Aruch passing like that, like the Ramban, that there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. We'll see what the parameters of that mitzvah are as we go through the sugyas here, because there are those that hold that if you're not going to be able to make a living, or you're not going to be able to keep mitzvahs properly and live in a place where you can educate your children, there's no mitzvah to be in Eretz Yisrael. That then the mitzvah is not there. That's similar to not having to spend more than 1/5 of your money. So surely not time to spend 1/5 of your ruchnius either. On the other hand, the Gemara says that it's better to live in Eretz Yisrael in a city that's all goyim rather than live in Chutz La'aretz in a city that's all Jews. That seems to go against this idea. We'll discuss that when we get to the Gemara. So in the Rambam doesn't mention though the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. He mentions you can't enforce or whatever. He doesn't mention the mitzvah. So the Ramban adds, this is one of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam didn't count that he does count. So what's shot in the Rambam? So the Megillas Esther says that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael only applied in the time of Yoshua and the time of David, when we wouldn't go into Golis. Once we went into Golis, there was a mitzvah to stay in Golis, and therefore the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael and going to Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply anymore. The Rambam says that you're forced to go to Eretz Yisrael, whatever. They learn that it only applies in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, doesn't apply now, even though the Rambam doesn't say it. Others say, Rav Kook says, that the reason the Rambam didn't count mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is because it's a mitzvah koleles. It's a mitzvah that includes all the other mitzvahs. So therefore he didn't count it. The only problem with that is the Rambam does count the mitzvah of Emunah, and Emunah for sure is kolel all the other mitzvahs too, but yet he counts that as a mitzvah. Others could be the pshats like this. The Avnei Nezer says that the Rambam doesn't count the tachlis of a mitzvah as a separate mitzvah. Right? Doesn't count the Aron and Kaporis as making an Aron and Kaporis a separate mitzvah, because that's the purpose of the Mishkan, to have an Aron and a Kaporis. So therefore he doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah, because that was the purpose of the Mishkan, to have a place for the Aron and the Kaporis. He says similar over here, the purpose of all the mitzvahs is that you should be able to mekayim them in Eretz Yisrael, the tashlum of all the mitzvahs. So it's the tachlis of all the mitzvahs that you should be able to live in Eretz Yisrael and be mekayim the mitzvahs in their greatest way. So therefore he doesn't count that either. He holds it's a mitzvah. It's not just one of the taryag, because it doesn't fit the criteria of what's counted as a mitzvah, because it's more of a purpose of the mitzvahs than the mitzvah. It doesn't count the purpose and the mitzvah together. I was thinking a different idea. The shleimus of every mitzvah is only if you're in Eretz Yisrael. You can't be mekayim the mitzvahs completely, not in number and not in each one, unless you're in Eretz Yisrael, which we'll be able to discuss what that means also as we go through the sugyas here. And therefore, it's not a separate mitzvah. It's a part of every mitzvah. Every mitzvah has in it, do it in Eretz Yisrael. Right? And if you don't do it in Eretz Yisrael, it's not the completion of the mitzvah. So it's not a separate mitzvah. It's a part of every other mitzvah that, in order to do it completely, you have to be in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a part of every mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah by itself. So in the Rambam himself, he doesn't mention it as a mitzvah. The question is, since he mentions all the milas, and he mentions this halacha that you force to go to Eretz Yisrael, does that imply that there is such a mitzvah or not? And like we said, there's a difference. And Nachronim, some hold the Rambam holds no mitzvah b'zman hazeh, some hold the Rambam holds there is a mitzvah. But in any case, there are definitely Rishonim who say that there is no mitzvah. There's Rishonim who say that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, who explain those Rishonim, mitzvah d'rabbanan b'zman hazeh. There's some who say that it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, you don't have to do it, but if you do it, you get schar. And some hold if you are born in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to stay there and live there and not leave. Some hold that even that doesn't apply. And some hold that it's a mitzvah min haTorah to go to Eretz Yisrael. The only thing is that if you can't make a living or whatever, then there are pturim, but there's a mitzvah. Who's mechuyev to do that mitzvah? There's a lot of mitzvahs you have to do. If you're sick on Yom Kippur, you don't fast, right? And every mitzvah has its parameters. Just think of an idea why, taka, why if it's a mitzvah saseh, why if you can't make a living or whatever, it's uncomfortable. If you don't go into that cloud, that's a fifth of your money. Why isn't there a mitzvah? So I was thinking there's two mitzvahs in the Torah that the Torah said to dwell. One is sukkah, right? And one is Eretz Yisrael. And we learn by sukkah, what's it called, from the mitzvah of what's it called, teshvu, teshvu kein toduru. From that we learn mitzvah is potter from the sukkah. Because that's not yeshiva. Yeshiva means you're settled. Settle yourself in the sukkah. But if you're not mentally settled, you're not settled. So therefore, like no other mitzvah we find it's tire is potter from a mitzvah, right? But by sukkah, yes, because not yeshiva. If that's the case, if the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is the rishtem also the yeshavtem ba, so the yeshavtem means to be settled. If you don't can make a parnasa, you're not settled. If you're mitzvah for whatever reasons, you're not settled. So there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be settled. If you can't be settled, then it's just like by mitzvah is potter from the sukkah. Mitzvah could be potter from the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael also because it's the lashon the yeshavtim bo. Could be. But in any case, that's the so we have to discuss what these shalosh shvuos are, which seems what the mitzvah of staying in Bavel, which seemed to contradict the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, all these milas of Eretz Yisrael seem to apply, and we said that there depends what the mitzvah is. There a separate mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? In addition, all these extra mitzvahs of mitzvahs atluyas baretz, or is the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael because of the extra mitzvahs of mitzvahs atluyas baretz? There's no specific mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but in order to mekayim all these other mitzvahs, you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. So memela, what's it called? There's a mitzvah to get to Eretz Yisrael, so you can be mekayim all these other mitzvahs. Nafkamina would be where these mitzvahs are only the rabbanon, then maybe the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is only the rabbanon too. Right, but if there's a separate mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, aside from the mitzvahs to Rabbanan, even if you can't do these mitzvahs, there's still a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Those are pretty much the parameters of what we'll learn the next few days. So when we get to these things, we'll go to the details of the Shalosh Shvuos and the Bavel Atiyah, and is there a separate mitzvah? It's not a separate mitzvah. Why are you forced to be able to mekayim extra mitzvahs or mekayim that mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael itself? Forced to be able to mekayim extra mitzvahs or mekayim that mitzvah?